Blog Talk Radio.
I won't just survive. Oh, you will see me thrive. Can write my story. I'm beyond the archetype. I won't.
And empower. I am Anasora. I'm sorry, my brain goes in different directions all at
it's okay.
One time.
And I am Maiden Minx.
And we're going to wait for people to get on here. Everybody on Blog Talk, I have no idea what's wrong with the station, but we will not be able to hear you. So you're more than welcome to call in and listen. But
yes.
Unfortunately, we can't answer your calls because we can't hear you. So I am going to have to contact them.
We thought it was just a glitchy thing last week, but come to find out.
It's not. It's an issue.
Once is maybe glitchy.
Yes.
Twice is not no cigar. So
yes. Something's wrong in the system. So we're going to give people a couple minutes here. We are in new moon.
Waxing moon now.
Waxing moon.
Yep. It's, let's see. What's the day? Tuesday?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's the fourth day into technically the new moon.
Moon,
so it is a waxing crescent.
Okay.
She is absolutely gorgeous. I was talking to our fellow goddess Leia.
Yes.
And I told her, I said, I'm such a look at the moon person when she's in any phase.
Yes.
So
well, when
it
I was
really
a baby
is.
My mom would say, look at the plane, and I'd say, look at the moon.
Yeah, she is just a gorgeous thing right now. So it's all about building. If you did any new moon wishes, which is something we're going to be talking about.
Yes.
This is all about building and concentrating and intention and getting all that energy in there to focus on what you want.
Good. And we have, we're going to go through a ritual, or not a ritual, but a practice here.
Yes. We're going to go over a practice that I have in one of my new books. I've only had it for about maybe a month, maybe 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little longer, actually. Time has flown by. But something I've really gotten into, I guess the moon has been talking to me in more ways than one.
Yep.
And so we're going to just touch base on that because this writer is absolutely beautiful. I love
absolutely.
This book.
So we're just going to wait for a couple more people to chime mm-hmm. in here. Looks like we've got nobody watching at the moment. But they're coming in.
Yeah.
Yep. They're coming in.
It's crazy. It's before Thanksgiving. We have all this,
yeah, we've got all this crazy.
I'm thinking, okay, we're going to end the show at this time. I'm going to have to go to the bank. And then I'm going to have to go to the grocery store. Thank God for Harris Teeter being open 24/7.
I should run to the bank and deposit that. Deposit those checks that I have.
I
wanted to pull up some information about Thanksgiving, but then the more that I thought about it, I was like, yeah, we really shouldn't be celebrating, but just because of what the pilgrims did to the natives. And
well,
it wasn't such a happy time, really, but
no, it wasn't. I feel like the beginnings of it and the origin, the thought process behind it.
Yes.
Was pure, but it's those few bad apples that can ruin it for everyone.
Well, not only that, I mean, if we just take the thankfulness,
mm-hmm.
The gratuity, which we should have every day, really.
Yes. Yes.
And we highlight it. I mean, okay, so everybody who really knows me knows that I have an issue with my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with my age. It has nothing to do with my, you know, how old I am getting. It has everything to do with why celebrate me on just one day.
Right.
You know.
If you love me and you want to celebrate me, why not pick any day of the week?
Yeah. Why do we have to wait for a whole year when right. this day that when none of you knew who I was?
Right. Same thing with Mother's Day.
Mother's Day really is
one of those things.
Yeah.
You should be thankful and grateful for your mama any day of the week.
Right.
And
not just
twice me. On whatever day of the week.
Right. So
don't make her don't focus in on me on that one specific day.
Exactly.
Show me that you love me now.
Yeah.
That you're grateful for me now.
Yeah. So. And it's not about buying me things because I as much as I love to receive presents, it's not about that. You know, it's not
right.
about that. It's okay. So yeah, you may not have known me at my birth, which is fine, you know, as you go along. But it's the whole, well, let's save it up for this one day. And
no.
I celebrate everybody as much as I possibly can
right.
every day. You know, it's like, oh,
that's
I have a gift
do.
For you. Here you go. You know,
yeah.
or, oh, I was thinking of you, you know, or what have you. So it's the same, and it's not necessarily with all holidays. I actually love Christmas. I love Christmas a lot. I love Thanksgiving. But I love the intention of it,
right.
not its actual meaning. It's the intention of it. You know,
right.
it's the one day where, and I know I'm going to get a lot of slack for this, but I don't like turkey. I really don't like turkey, but I like my turkey.
Right.
And it has to be out of the oven fresh and not leftover or even sitting out for very long. I don't know what it is. I ate turkey my entire pregnancy. But I just never liked turkey before that, or I never liked turkey after that. But when I make my turkey, when I cook, I love people to eat my food. Because if it's good, I know they like it. They really like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's good, and it fills them up, and that's what makes me happy. So I do this whole preparation. You know, I've got the turkey brine right now. It's marinating in there. Tomorrow I'll take it out, and I'm going to let it dry a little bit so that it gets a crispy in on it.
Right.
And then I do my dill and butter garlic rub and all this other stuff and season it up real well. And then I'm going to throw it in the oven. And then I make my stuffing by hand as well. So it's this whole preparation and this whole, we're going to sit down and it's only the three of us, but still, you know, we sit down and it's like, oh mom, I love this. And yeah, you did good on this and whatever, you know, that we share. And then we get to lounge around and play all day.
Right.
So that's, you know, that's my whole thing. Hey, Katie.
Hello, everybody. There's actually quite a few people.
Well, we've got two watching, and I'm not sure who they are, but hey, Jerry, Kelly, Waylon, Alyssa, Jessica, Andrea.
Yep.
It's Katie. Katie's on. Katie, she sent me an alien face.
Yes.
So I love doing that. I love feeding people. And even if it's my own family, I love feeding people. Christmas, I love, has nothing to do with the presents at all. It's just the house is decorated and it's just cheer. And we have people over and we're going to do our little party and we're going to have fun. And I get to give away gifts too.
Right.
You know, because God only knows when the last time I received an actual Christmas gift. Because it was all about Thomas once he was
born. Right. That's a mom thing.
That's a mom thing. So I was like, okay, everything goes to him. And so I kind of got over that and haven't gotten, you know, Christmas presents. But that's okay. I'm not whining. I'm not whining about it. It's okay.
Right.
But it's just having people together and having fun. And, you know, the season's changing and the atmosphere of that.
Right.
And I'm a bear, so I like cold.
Yep. It is. It's something to say because the seasons are changing. You know, we're getting darker much, much earlier and it's becoming colder. So you do. You go inside and it's that whole creating that cozy atmosphere, creating that hearth and that home, you know, aspect for things. I understand with turkey. I actually do like turkey, but because there's only, you know, we only have two of us.
Right.
Sometimes we have four, but, you know, she's got a fiance, so right. She's bouncing around. She's got many families to visit. So for us, we're not even doing turkeys this year. We're going to do Cornish hen.
Yes.
And I'll do my herb rub on them, you know, get all that lovely herb energy into them. And, you know, I make all my stuff, you know, it's that whole thing of when you make things homemade and you make it with love, it translates to your food. That's why when they say Monica's Kitchen.
Yes.
That's an ode to Shauna. When Monica's Kitchen is open, it's like the food is good. I've never really gotten a bad review for Monica's Kitchen. But I make it with love, and I love to have people be nourished and feel happy and content with things. So it really is a beautiful thing for that.
Yeah.
And even, you know, making cookies and you know, for Christmas, because that's one thing we do. We make, we used to actually make a ton of cookies. I mean, there was probably like quadruple, I don't even know what the five times what is. But it would be like our first batch of cookies. We'd almost have 10 to 12 batches of varying types of cookies. And then we'd still have to make more because we gave them away to everybody.
Yeah.
And everybody loved our cookies.
My mom's aunt, when we went up to Pennsylvania almost a year ago, my uncle passed away. We went up there. She was making cookies because it was Christmas time. And she takes them down to the Rotary Club and the what have you and the Sorry, I'm going to...
We get a question.
We get a question. I think it may be a question. It may be a question. Let me take a look here. And so she was making these cookies, and she's like, here, have some. And they were so good. I was like, can I have your recipe? And she gives recipes away, right?
Yep.
And so I was like, yeah, she handwrote on a recipe card for me, the
Very
recipe.
Cool.
And so we tried them, and I was like, and they're just sugar cookies, right? But
right.
They're soft and they're tender. And I said, I wonder... If I make them, like, with the molasses seasoning, I can have gingerbread.
Right.
Soft cookies.
Right.
That's what I want. So that's what we did. And I made a ton of them. So I think I'm going to make them again this year because I love it.
Oh, Tammy's on. Thomas is on. And I'm sorry. I cannot pronounce that name to save the life
Raj.
Of me. Raj. Okay.
Raj.
I can do. Hi, Raj. But, yes. It is one of those, it's just that time of year. What I don't like is all the corporate.
Yeah. The marketing.
The Americanized, and it may not even be Americanized because honestly it's global. But truthfully, it is the corporate beliefs behind the holidays. Because honestly, you need to get back to that the home and hearth. You want your meal straight. You want, you know. Give the gift of your love to someone or to help someone. If you know someone who is having trouble doing something or maybe they're feeling sick or something, take them some soup or, you know, say, you know, I can help. Look, do I need to run to the store for you something? You know, I mean, do something. It's all about the intention and it's being kind to thy neighbor. You know what I mean? It's not this Americanized and fighting over Black Friday or Black Thursday, which that was a new tradition. I'm a CNA. I've always worked on holidays, with there being really no family down here.
Right.
It was fine for me to work and then everybody else that had family to have off. So for me, a holiday, it goes back to the thing of don't wait just one time a year.
Right.
Make people feel special every day.
Right.
Be thankful for that they're in your lives. Be grateful they're in your life. Show them that thanks. Show them that graciousness. And show them that love.
Yeah.
Don't wait for one specific day because it could be tomorrow and they, God forbid, may not be here. You know what I mean?
Right.
Make
and I mean, going
tradition.
Back a couple shows ago when we were talking about how, you know, let's get away from corporate Christmas.
Don't make everybody rich.
Yeah.
You're gonna be poor by making everybody else rich. You know what I mean?
Right.
Instead of buying a bunch of stuff, make some stuff with your kids or do a craft
or go through
games.
Go through your things. You know, this was a big thing. Go through your things. And you did this for my birthday, which I loved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go through your things and whatever you're not using, whatever you don't necessarily need anymore, you may like it and you may be cherishing it and that's fine. But if you're not needing it, give it to somebody who can use it. And it's not that you didn't need the crystal. But you knew that it had my name on it and it was yours or ours to begin with when we were, you know, we were doing spell work, but you knew that I needed it. You knew that I loved it. So it wasn't about running out to buy me something because it was my birthday. It was, let me see what I have. This fits her.
Right. They give re-gifting such a bad connotation and taste for people's mouths, but it really isn't. If you think about it, if it's truly something that you've cherished and that you hold dear and you feel will actually improve the life of who you're giving it to, there is nothing wrong with it.
Right.
I have a whole armoire. You know those old-fashioned, like, cherry wood armoires that are, like, this tall and have, like, six drawers? And besides, the entire top six drawers and the place where you lift the lid is filled with crystals. Crystals. And did I mention crystals?
Crystals, yeah.
So it's like, okay, if I feel like somebody needs, you know, a little more, they're a little bluesy or they're a little down and they need that little pick-me-up and they need that little boost of confidence, I have like seven pieces of rose quartz.
Yeah.
Hey, love. Have
awesome.
A rose quartz.
Yeah.
Infuse yourself with that energy and give yourself some love that you need. You know, if you're feeling debunked and have no inspiration or you just in a lull in your creativity, I have 12 pieces of amethyst.
Yeah.
Here you go. Here's a piece of amethyst. Get it to infuse you and inspire you and go from there. So it really is, it's not a re-gifting or a, you know, it's not the bad rap that it gets.
Right.
It really isn't. If your intention is pure and love and to give and help someone, there's no bad connotation to it whatsoever.
Well, I kind of like to the Oprah thing. Okay. So Oprah does her reviews of the 100 best things that she likes. Right.
Right.
So I find at least one thing a year that I absolutely love. And when I absolutely love it, then I love to share it with people.
Right.
So a couple of years ago, what I did was I bought blankies for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love blankies. And I gave you your blanket for your birthday.
Yeah.
And I did. I think Luna loves it as well. I think they were less than $10 at Costco. And they're soft and they're cuddly.
Yeah.
And I just said, you know what? Let's do this. I bought 10 of them, you know, spent $100 and said, okay, I wrapped them up and everybody got a different color blankie. I picked the color for them.
Right.
But, you know, I was like that and I was like, okay, I'm done with 10 people. But it wasn't about being done or how fast. It's like, what do I get for this person? I don't know what to get for that person. No. Everybody can use a blankie. And then I saved 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8 of them for me. And they all went in different places, most of them on the couch, but there's 2 of them up here. There's still 1 in my closet. You know, but I love blankets and everybody loves blankets. So, you know, kind of if you must go buy something for somebody, you know,
right.
We do Dirty Santa every year. You can find great gifts for $10,
yes,
you know,
you can.
And if that's the route that you want to go. But this whole, okay, well, I got a $600 whatever last year for them. Now I need to buy them a car. I mean, this is, people are going broke, you know?
Yeah, no, don't, it really is. You don't want to make corporate America richer and put yourself in a financial possible situation where you won't be able to make ends meet, or you're strapped, or you're working 60 hours a week now to make it happen. It really is the intention. And honestly, when it comes right down to it, you can buy anybody all the thousands of dollars worth of gifts you want. But if your intention and your heart and that love is not there, none of those gifts mean a damn thing.
Right.
Money is just money. Gifts, material, I mean, you put all this stuff and just trash it.
Right.
God forbid, this is a great book.
Right.
But, I mean, you can literally just wipe everything off. If you are breathing, if you're living, if you're smiling, if you are stress-free in that respect, you don't have to worry about, oh, my God, I've got this to do. No, you can go out and, okay, funniest thing. You can go out and just live your life and enjoy it and have your thing, you know, have your energy and your self back. You know what I mean? You're not losing yourself in a job to try to support a crazy Christmas.
Well, I mean, it's something crazy, like 90% of all Americans live paycheck to paycheck.
Yes, it is. And it's crazy.
You know,
it's unreal to me for that to be the case. You need to enjoy the simpler things.
Yeah.
Great story of this is with our fur babies. I know a lot of us all have fur babies, and yes, my fur babies actually do get gifts at Christmas.
Oh yes, Santa comes for Olive all the time.
So, but the funniest thing is, the best gifts for them actually, and I've just realized this even just talking about it, it's not even store bought. I walked the dogs yesterday, and I told you this yesterday. Uh-huh. How there's this huge branch from a tree, a good 12 foot long. I kid you not, they were chomping on that stick, and they were carrying that stick together and playing with it and breaking it up, and it was so funny. So today I walked them, because that stick is now disintegrated and gone.
Right.
So today I walk them, and behind our apartment is a pond. And so I'm walking them around the pond, and there is a tree branch in the edge of the water, and Celine spots it. She's on the prowl. She literally goes onto that bank, goes down almost to the pond to grab this stick, and this stick is probably 2-3 inches around, okay, or in diameter. I mean, it's a big stick, okay, and it's probably about 8 foot long.
Branch, not a stick.
Yes, a branch. and so I'm watching this dog, like, question if she's going to pull this branch out of this pond, and she does, and her and Luna, again, are playing and just, they're chewing on the stick, which was much harder than yesterday's.
Yes.
And they're having so much fun. And I'm just laughing. And there's so much good energy. It's like, you need to enjoy the smaller things. That's the whole point of the story.
Yeah.
Enjoy the moments with family. Because I'm sorry, my fur babies are family. Luna is my child. She is her mama's girl. And Celine is my sister. How they're bonded, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's. You enjoy your family, enjoy those moments, make those memories. I mean, I have memories with my family of playing, pardon my French, asshole or bullshit cards till the wee hours of the morning together, and you just laugh, and it's those moments. A deck of cards is what, 99? You can get them at the dollar store. Play cards. Do something interactive.
You know,
make yourself laugh. Make a new tradition.
Right. Make agreements with people where, okay, we're not going to get presents for each other. We're just going to do this, or we're going to go eat, or I'm going to invite you over to my house, and I'll go over to your house, and we'll cook, or you know, whatever. Or
we'll
I'll
have
you
a cooking class or something. You
know, because I mean, I think that, you know, I mean, if you really think about it too, if we're making all these other people rich, then the prices go up next year. Because they're making more money. So they figure, okay, well, if they're spending this much this year, then they're going to spend a dollar more.
Yeah.
And that's going to make me twice as rich as, you know, what I am. So, I mean, if you think about it, if you want prices to come down, then stop buying. Stop buying. You know, big thing. I mean, like what happened with when the fuel went up, not with Texas, but prior to that, and it was so expensive to fly because of fuel, right? Mm-hmm. People stopped going anywhere. They stopped traveling completely. They stopped driving. They stopped taking airplanes. All of a sudden, everything starts getting discounted because now they have the fuel.
Right.
And they can't sell the fuel because it's too expensive. So they're continuing to make fuel. And then finally, there's a break. And that's when all the gas prices went down as low as they did several years ago. And then now flying, you know, it's creeping back up. But, you know, I remember flying to California for like $400 a person, $300 a person.
Wow.
You know, Not right now. No. And especially not the day after tomorrow, because that's the busiest, most expensive day to fly.
Yes. But yes, it's just for days like this and you're the season, you really need to get back to the roots of what the season is all about.
Yeah.
It's all about giving and you know, helping people and being there for people and doing it with that pure heart and that pure intention. God forbid, if I remember, we went to Black Thursday last year and we just started, you know, we had our sections that we wanted and we were standing there and it's like, you know, we put our stuff in our basket and it's like, okay, what do you need? And we just start passing it over. There was none of this beat the somebody and hurt somebody over something. We literally just started passing it around.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it just mind-boggles me.
I know. And then there's all these horror stories out of the Midwest of, you know, Walmart and somebody got trampled and somebody got shot and somebody got robbed.
Is that really worth it? Is it really worth it to have a sale on a product? I mean,
that's really not a sale, by the way. You know, they mark everything up before and then they, here's our sale, and that's marked down. And you think, oh, great, it was $50 and now it's $3. Well, they bought it for a penny. So now what?
Exactly.
You know, so, now what? Now what? So so we're trying to enlighten the world out there to everybody just to, you know, take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Christmas is coming up. Yes, Thanksgiving is in 2 days. You know, but really think about what are you doing?
What's really important?
You know, and if we go back in time and children made these Christmas lists to Santa, my mom would say, you're lucky if you got one thing off of your list that you didn't have to share. You know, there was four of them, you know, so, and my grandfather was a carpenter. My grandmother, she did seamstress stuff. She wrote lyrics to songs. She was a buttonholer. She put holes in buttons.
Wow.
I mean, she did all kinds of little things, but still, you know, to make ends meet. And so everybody would make their list and, you know, my grandfather would go through the list and try to at least get one thing off of everybody's list.
Right.
And so that's one thing, not, oh, here's your, and I'm guilty of this too. I'm very guilty. I have a son. He's the only child. Mm-hmm. He would make his list and he would get everything on his list.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have a spoiled 15-year-old. That I love to death. I love him. I really do. But he also now understands things. But before it was like he would make a list of 20 different things. And between, you know, my husband at the time, his dad, myself, my mom, and his uncle, you know, we'd split up the list and say, okay, you're going to get this. I'm going to get that. He's going to get this, da, 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 da. And then he would have piles. And I have pictures of piles and piles of stuff and clothes and all of these other things. And half of the clothes he couldn't even wear. Because not because they didn't fit him, because he had so many clothes, you know, he never wore some of them. So we were giving them away and what have you. So, I mean, let's get back down to simplicity, you know, not only in what we're giving, but in our lives as a total. You know, I look around here and you had said at the not too long ago, you have a lot of stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I know I have a lot of stuff. And I start going through stuff and I'm like, okay, well, those books I have to keep. But then I started going through all my books and I made a, you know, a Goodwill box. And I started to go through little things and all the clothes in the garage that I'll never wear again. You know, I went through all kinds of boxes. So when we make those types of, when we make that room in our lives, we are inviting more.
Right, you're inviting new, you're inviting more, and you're also possibly giving it to someone who doesn't have it,
right?
Who might need it,
right?
And helping someone in return. So it really is a beautiful thing if you can do the simplistic focus on the intention and what the true meaning and spirit of things are, and go from there, because that it's a much better, much cleaner, spiritually cleaner way of doing the holidays.
Right.
It's actually a lot of fun. I mean, it really is to just start a new tradition. You know, like Caitlin, she may not be able to come see us for Thanksgiving. And she said, why don't we do a Black Friday breakfast? Sure. Let's make some steak and eggs and, you know, Maryland style home fries. And sure, come over. And granted, I don't know if I'm going shopping with you with all them people out there. But come over for Black Friday breakfast. And sure, you know, new tradition. Who says you have to have turkey on Thanksgiving of a Thursday of, the fourth Thursday of November?
Right.
Who said that?
I always used to celebrate, like, if I'm not going to be able to see you on Christmas,
mm-hmm.
Or even if I was going to be able to see you on Christmas, I would always wait till after New Year's to go shopping. So I would do my Christmas shopping after New Year's when everything gets discounted.
Yep.
And you could get Christmas stuff galore at 75% yes. off.
Well, they have to clear it, you know,
right.
because if not, then they have to pay taxes on that stuff.
Right.
So whatever they don't sell, they're going to make sure they try to sell as much of it in that first week of January as they can.
Yeah. And then
being
in the insurance business, that, you know, there's a trick that you learn. If you buy your brand new that year vehicle after July, it's going to be cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it's already 6 months old. You know, like 2017 in July is already 6-7 months old, but they're trying to move their inventory.
Right.
So they're more likely to make a deal with you than while they're rolling out the 2018s.
Right.
Which starts in July.
Right.
You know, they want to make more money on the 2018s than they do on the 2017s, and you
right.
can get a brand new car for, you know, I mean, that's speaking car, but, you know, like with anything, you know, just wait till after the mad rush of everything, and, you know, and just spend time with your family. I mean, that's really that's the really most important thing.
Honestly, when you take everything away, like I said, the only thing you have left are your memories.
Yeah.
So make them count, make them, you know, make them special, make them unique and interesting, and to where you can literally look back. I don't know if Tammy's still watching, but, there are many times where literally her wedding anniversary was just a week ago. And I look back on that day of just the memories we have and just that week itself, you know, of having to go and find a new wedding dress for her and, you know, doing her hair and her makeup. And then me driving my car like it's, you know, I have a Suburban, so me driving my car like it's a sports car.
Yeah.
And four wheel and everything. Those are memories that I will always have and I'll always think about. And it'll be, you know, just how beautiful she was. And she really was a rustic goddess. I loved her dress,
mm-hmm.
loved her dress. And she was gorgeous in it. And just her and her husband and her family. And it was, you know, those are the things that you get to take with you.
Yeah.
It's not.
Hi, Lori Beth.
Hi, Lori Beth. It is not the book. It
yeah.
is not the car. It is not the cell phone. You get to take those memories. And a lot of times with us, we actually had a tradition of getting games or puzzles.
Yeah.
That my mom loves puzzles. It's kind of like her meditation.
Right.
She likes these 1,000-piece, little piece puzzles, which I'm like, okay, you can have that. I can't have no whatsoever for those puzzles. But it was tradition to get games or puzzles. So
Tammy says, aw, thanks, Monica.
It really is. It really is. I love my memories with my Tammy. But you have those.
Yeah, it's not about the stuff.
Yeah, you just make memories. And honestly, board games, so many people, like, don't even think about board games. You can have some fun. I mean,
Thomas and I just.
Yahtzee and the Dirty Jokes game. Or, you know, I mean, we have the Lord of the Rings Monopoly or just even regular Monopoly.
You know how many Monopoly boards we have? Just because the different, you know, different characters and
yes.
different whatever. We have a Big Bang Theory. We have, of course, traditional. We have
one. I want the Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones one?
Yes. That's
we
on
have,
my wish list.
We have the one where you can put your own face, like you could, yeah. You could download an app on the computer and then you can upload pictures, your own pictures, so we can have Olive Way and we can have.
Right. Very cool.
We can have
Olive
this
Way.
Address, 1722 Edison
nice.
Lane. We could have Wilmington. We have San Francisco. You could have whatever. You put your own
that's actually pretty cool.
in there. Yeah.
It's like making your own map of your life if you think about it.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. I like that.
So, yeah.
So, yeah. Board games are underrated. More people need to buy board games.
Yeah. Board games are fun.
Yes.
So, along with this, because, you know, with the holidays being as near as they are,
mm-hmm.
We're literally almost a month away from Christmas. And we're 2 days away from Thanksgiving and
mm-hmm.
A month and 2 weeks away from New Year's. So we've got
I'm actually
that.
Looking forward to that. That's what I like.
We, Yasmin
Boland.
This is
this book right here. Everybody see it?
Moonology. And I'll put that in the. I'll put that
this
in.
Is an amazing book that I was. Moon books were talking to me, and I bought a couple actually.
How do you spell her name?
Yasmin and Boland.
Okay.
Excuse me.
I put that in there for you.
It's all about aligning yourself with the moon and her cycles. And even when, like we had the new moon in Scorpio,
right?
It has a section in here on what you need to focus with the new moon in Scorpio. But I felt very drawn to it with this new moon. And so I was looking through it, and it calls it new moon wishes, how to make new moon wishes. And it gives you kind of the step-by-step guide. You start by feeling gratitude. You make your list of who you feel gratitude for. And I don't know if the people that I had in my list felt it, but I pictured them, and I actually put them in a green bubble light or green whatever. But, yes, for my heart chakra, because I wanted them to feel love, and I wanted them to really know that how grateful I was for them in my life for the past month. You go through and you then start thinking about 10 things you want to work on or that you want to come true by the next new moon. And you really think about them. There's the whole process of you find an affirmation.
Desiree says hi.
Oh, hi, Desiree. I love you, little girl. Well, she's not a little girl anymore. She's a teenager. I remember her when she was really tiny. Really tiny, actually. Gosh, Tammy and I have been friends for years. But you look at the affirmation you would want for this wish. You look at all the different things that you would want to do to accomplish this wish.
Mm-hmm.
And you write it down. And as you're writing it down, your intention's in your hand. You're putting a pen to paper. That intention is going into the paper. So it's like spellcasting. It's like a ritual. But it's very unique to yourself. So it's very individualized. And you would go through and you do this. I actually took it a step further by being the hedge witch and the herbal person that I am. I put all my wishes on bay leaves. And I focused on my intention. I started researching affirmations and anyone that really spoke to me. And I probably have like 70 pins now for 10 wishes. So it was just which one really resonated to me of what spoke to me. And so when I said the wishes and I invoked the wishes and did all that, I burned them in my cauldron, and my bay leaves disintegrated to nothing because they are like a wish paper. And once they cooled, I took them outside and blew them out into the wind, into the space, so that the universe can take them and start manifesting them for me. And then I went in and I meditated and I did my affirmations. I started saying my affirmations, and I did it with a smile on my face.
Yeah.
For people that know me back in the day, I was very shy, and I'm probably still shy compared to some people I know, some people that like to bring me out of my bubble sometimes, because trust me, I didn't like to go live or anything like that.
Yes, but we got you there. We got you
there. Now I'm here. So back in the day when I was shy, not so much now, it's really that change of things. You know what I mean? You can see how things progress and how it just awakens you. It really is a very beautiful thing.
It is. So we have, and everybody, I would suggest getting your pen and paper, or you're going to have to re-listen to this. I guess I can post it up on Facebook for you. We have a, what is this? 12
this
steps?
Is, yes, 12 steps, more in depth. Of what to do.
Page 41.
Yep. Wishing step by step. You take a moment, you feel gratitude for 5 to 10 things or people or situations.
Right.
You write them down. I actually started a new moon wish ritual book. So there was a reason why I get all these books for some reason, and this was it.
Yeah.
So I started this and I wrote it down. For November, I put on my music, which actually is a flute music and Native American flute music. And I put that on, I lit my new moon candle, and then I have success and energy and will sitting on either side of it. And I recited those incantations, and lit them so that they will boost and give energy and will to those wishes. Then you go in and you look at your top 10 wishes that you want. whether it be your health, whether it be a prosperous business, whether it be to, I don't know.
Take a trip around the world.
Yeah. I mean, of course, you want it somewhat realistic.
Right.
But say you want to take a weekend getaway, or you want to find, you know, meet somebody new. Maybe you go to a mixer, you know,
yeah.
something of this nature. You write down those 10 wishes. Some people can say you can be as specific or not specific as you want. Dangers of being not specific is that you can get anything that can possibly pop up. Like you tell us with soulmates. Be careful.
Right.
Your soulmate could be a dog.
Yes.
You can write them down. I mean, you write them down or you can doodle them. You can make colorful pictures. The more you put into it, the more potent it is.
Yes.
I'm going to speak a little frankly here. If you do half-ass, you're going to get half-assed.
Mm-hmm.
You get what you give.
Right.
So, yes, as she says, the more energy you invest in the process, the better your results are likely to be.
Exactly.
Next, you read your wishes. I say read them 3 times. There are some people that we know that 4 resonates with them.
Yes.
Ode to Nikki. Some people, 7 resonates with them. But usually 3 is a good, because first time you kind of work out the kinks. If you get tongue-tied sometimes, and I do a lot of times, so that first time is getting, you know, getting the kinks out. Second time you're starting to, and then third time you're really focused and that harmony is coming, and you can
yeah.
hear that in the voice. You want to visualize, you want to see it. So if say you want to lose, and no, not lose, you want to eliminate.
Right.
I want to change that in a big way. You don't lose weight anymore, people. There's no lose to weight, because if you lose something, you want to find something.
Yep.
You eliminate weight because you don't need it anymore. You're
right.
Eliminating it. So if you want to eliminate 10 pounds, imagine
yeah.
your scale 10 pounds lighter. Visualize hopping on the scale and it being 10 pounds
lighter.
Or
looking at yourself in the mirror.
Right. See that. Feel that. What does it, you know, I mean, how energized do you feel? How much better do your joints feel? So that is a big key, is visualization. Then your affirmations. If you would like to look at some up and use ones that are in, you know, like I went to Pinterest and was looking at affirmations. I liked a lot of them, but some things don't necessarily.
Louise Hay is a big affirmation. I mean, you can
yes.
pull up a lot of stuff with Louise Hay.
Yes.
God rest her.
Yeah, it was said about her.
Yeah.
There were some that spoke to me all well-rounded, and there were some that kind of didn't. So I, again, blended, took a little of this, took a little of that, made it my own, you know, with different words and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So you have your affirmations that you can kind of focus in on. And literally, you can literally say these affirmations every morning when you make up. The thing with the new moon is that the new moon rises with the sun.
Right.
Which is why we can't see it. So if you think about it, every morning when you wake up and this new moon energy is there and it's waxing, it's starting, you know, it'll come up later and later every day,
uh-huh.
but you're starting your own day with that intention.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you want to do. You want to give each wish on your list a mark of the percentage. How likely is this going to happen? If it's, say it's 45%, well, what's a way that you can boost that to, say, 70% or 80%?
Mm-hmm.
You kind of want to think about that as well. Go through and see how you would make that happen. Okay, if you want to be 10 pounds lighter, say you're going to do a juice cleanse, or you're going to increase your workouts, or you're going to start, prepping all your meals at home so you can take your lunches to work instead of buying out. Think of what you're going to do with that and write that down. What are those? Think of 3 things
right.
that you can do that will help that goal manifest. Okay. Finally is meditate. See these things happening. See these, all the visualization of everything you want, whether it be the eliminating 10 pounds or you're going to a mixer and this, don't think of an exact face that you want. Think of the energy you want.
Yeah. The type of person, not the person.
Right. You don't want to be specific in that nature. So visualize these things. Visualize how you feel, how spunky, how energetic, how relaxed. If you're having a lot of stress in your life and you just need that zen moment, you know, visualize those things in your mind for a good 15, 20 minutes and just really focus in on it and have that moment. Get on with the rest of your week, even the rest of your 2 weeks. And then as it transpires, the full moon comes around, you can actually look and see, okay, what all has transpired. And then you have your next 2 weeks to continue that, you know, to have that energy and that gratitude for all the success you're having and the future success you will have to that next new moon where you can say, oh my gosh, I did this, 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 and this. This all manifested for me. So that it, in essence, did work.
Right.
Again, this is something, it's very, you can make it very unique for your needs. Like I said, like the candles I use, the herb essence stuff that I do, with me, herbs are almost always involved. Herbs and candles and incense. But you can make it your own. You make it unique. This is literally just giving you a very, very, very bone structure of a spell. Because it's not saying, okay, like with our other spells we do, okay, get this key and get this type
candle,
of candle or get this type of incense. It literally is the bones of just the spell work and the ritual work. And I don't, I mean, it's not even a book for spells. It's just a ritual. It's just a wish.
Right.
But for me, this transpired to be much more of a ritual for me. And it kind of made me feel like I was actually writing my own spell work for my new moon, my own ritual for my own new moon. So it's a very beautiful thing.
Yeah, with manifesting, what I teach is very, very similar to this.
Yes.
And you've taken my class before.
Yes.
You know, it's important to be detailed about what it is that you want. You want the energy and vibration of it. And so it's something that's coming up when we were talking about soulmates. That's when I started typing. And then I was like, no, this is a lot. I'll type later. I'll go back down here. Was that, you know, if you wish to have a specific person in your life, what ends up happening is if they're in love with somebody else, you're wishing for somebody who's in love with somebody else.
Right.
You know,
do that.
And you don't want that. You want somebody who loves you for you.
Yes.
You know, which is why, you know, depending on what we're manifesting, obviously there's many things that we could be manifesting. And I'm sorry, Ms. Olive is having a fit downstairs. That there's many things that we could be manifesting in our life, but, you know, be specific as possible if it needs to be specific. If it doesn't need to be specific, then you can bring it in. If it doesn't have, if you're trying to manifest a new car, yes, you want the year, make, and model. If the color doesn't matter, then you just leave the color out.
Right.
That's easier for the universe to bring that into your life. And once again, it's not falling from the sky right in front of you, but it's the opportunities that are given. So you may, I don't know, meet somebody who's selling a car.
Right.
You know, and that's how, make sure you put down the price. If there's, if it's a person, you want their qualities. You want to make sure that they love you, that you love them. Because a lot of times that will happen too. If height is an issue, then you want to put height in there. Because if you you may put your dream guy down and he comes up and shows at the door and he's 4'11".
Oh my God. I'm 6'1". That's why I'm saying, oh my God.
So, you know,
you love that eye for obvious reasons, but not me.
You don't, you know, you have to be specific and remember, keep your eyes open and your eyes peeled. And one of the most important things that you want to do to nurture this, to continue it, is only spend about 5 minutes on it, but every night visualize it. What does it like to feel? You know, how does it feel to be with this person? How does it smell? What does it sound like? What does it taste like? It sounds crazy, but you want to pull in all of these things. Even if it's a car, you know, you get into a car, you smell that new car smell. What does that taste like? You know, what does it look like? How does it feel to drive this vehicle? You know, get in the car and drive it around. You know, pull in all of this energy, because whatever you concentrate on, wherever your energy is at, is what's coming in. Remember that. I'm going to say it again. Wherever you're concentrating on. That's what you're bringing into your life. So if you're,
so don't concentrate on the negative. Concentrate on the positive.
If you're focused in on the lack of, then you will continually have the lack of.
Right.
If you are focused in on the abundance part of it, that yes, you know, this is in my life. I'm grateful for it. I'm happy for it. The other thing that we want to be careful for is that we don't want to ask for patience either, because we're going to get more things to be patient about. That's one thing. Mm-hmm. And another is we want to stop saying it's going to be here.
Right. It is here.
It is here. Because going can go perpetually forever, mm-hmm. you know? Oh, it's going to be here. Oh, it's on its way.
Mm-hmm.
Those kinds of things, it's going to continually be on its way. So we want to be grateful, even if it may not be in our life at this very moment. We want to say thank you for these gifts that I have
mm-hmm.
and will have, but yes, have right now. And I have that brand new sports car in my, you know, in my garage. And mm-hmm. I have this, and I have this, you know, luxurious home, and I'm grateful for all of these things. And it sounds crazy, but, you know, if we now go into quantum physics and string theory and all of these other things, where time is moving like this with us, not this way as we perceive it,
mm-hmm.
you know, if we're moving this way, then you're just chasing after things. If we're moving in a linear fashion, we're chasing after things. If we're moving this way, where everything's in a line with string theory, everything's happening at the same time. So it's just moving down the line for you.
Right.
So we have mm-hmm. to think about those things that we're saying. We have to be very aware of our dialect.
Yeah.
Try as much as possible to get rid of the idioms in our lives. You know, you're driving me crazy. Well,
right.
You're not driving, and I'm not crazy, but, or I'm going to kill you. That's another, I'm going to kill you. You're not really going to kill them.
Right.
You know, you may be saying it and joking. And then, of course, there's the, I'm going to go kill two birds with one stone. The universe responds back, why are you killing birds?
Right.
You know, so really, really start to think of these things. And I just want everybody out there to make their gratuity list. Grab a piece of paper. Take 5 minutes of your time.
Mm-hmm.
Write down, actually Mama Chris told me this, but I'm going to say this now and I'm going to tell you what Mama Chris told me. You know, write down all of the things that you're grateful for and why. It's important to put the why there.
Yes.
Because you can look back and you can say, yes, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for my home. I'm grateful for my car. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for that. But why? Why are you grateful for them?
It makes you think. It makes it be more than, it's that whole thing of say, don't just say it, mean it.
Yeah.
When you put the why behind it, it puts the mean it behind it.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you don't just fake saying I love you to somebody. Okay,
right.
Why do you love me? Oh, okay, let me think about this. And then it really
yeah.
sinks in. Okay, well, yeah, why do I love you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And granted, you may not get that, hopefully you would not get that response, but it would make them think, and then you can feel that, because then it just makes you feel that energy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
One side note before you get into what Mama Chris said, there's one thing I forgot to say about this.
Yes.
When you're done your wishes, release the attachment to them.
Yes.
Om Namo Narayani. Narayani. Is the mantra she uses. And it is to, it says, I surrender to the Divine Mother. Mother knows best.
Yes.
When you release the attachment to it, you're having trust in Mother Nature. She's going to take care of it, whatever you need. But she could have something better in store for you than what you originally thought. And wouldn't you want that instead?
Yeah.
So just release that attachment. Don't worry about it. You don't need that stress. Mama's going to take care of you.
Right.
Now, Mama Chris.
Mama Chris gave me some really, really, really good advice when I was going through a very tough time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this is going to apply in everybody out there who's listening to us. Every day, find 1 to 3 things that you're grateful for and write it down. Just 1 to 3. But every day, come up
with
something different. You know, and
something different.
That's where the difficulty comes in. I mean,
right.
And you can start with the basics. I'm grateful for my bed. You know,
mm-hmm.
and why? Because it's a soft place to sleep. You're comfortable in it, whatever. I'm grateful for my family. Why? You know, and every day. And if you can find 3 things to be grateful for
mm-hmm.
a day, you can go back and it's, if you do it on a calendar, that's the best way to do it too. Like I have a desk calendar so I can make notes and what have you, you know, show stuff and
mm-hmm.
party stuff and whatever, dinner stuff. So if you want to write down every day 3 things, or keep them in a journal, that's what, and date them. That's another thing that you can do. You can date them. And then you can go back and you can say, oh, okay. And then at the beginning of the year, you start all over. And you may add things in because if you have another child or if you have another fur baby come in or if you change something, mm-hmm. then there's always this change. And, you know, really feel it. It's not just about writing it and saying it. It is about taking that moment, take that deep breath in and really feel how does it feel to have these things? Why am I grateful for them? You know,
right.
And as you start to go through your life, you know, you'll start to eliminate things that no longer mean anything to you or people that are toxic in your life.
Yes.
You know, and start to move away from them, because if you have a really good friend that you say you love them, but they drive you crazy or whatever, you know, it's okay to step away and change and change those things in your life.
Yes, it is.
So what I'm going to do is after the broadcast, I will sit down and I will type up the list of 12 things here for you. And so if anybody wants to go back and make this their new practice, it will be
mm-hmm.
really, really great. And just, you know, think about that on the new moon. Make that your new moon practice. You know, calendar when the new moons are coming in. And
that will be mine.
And make your list.
Yep. I love it.
So we got anybody out there that has any questions for us?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, on Blog Talk, area code 917, we can't pick you up if you had a question because unfortunately we can't hear. But hopefully you're getting some really good information. And if you want to go behind us on Facebook, you can look for Anaswara Erica or do you want to do it on Maiden Minx or Monica?
I can do it on Monica.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to Monica, LOCKARD.
Yes.
Okay. And you can befriend us there, and then you can also catch us because we're live on Facebook. If you'd like, you don't have to. But then you can catch that. Other than that, I think we're good. I want everybody out there to have a safe Thanksgiving.
Yes. Have a safe Thanksgiving. Be with your family. Make those memories and make every memory count.
Yeah. Just cherish it. And I mean, we do the whole, okay, we get up in the morning, take a shower, put new pajamas on, and then play around the house all day and, you know, cook and eat and play and eat again and play and eat again. And
for us, it'll be making homemade pumpkin pie and apple pie tomorrow so that we can have it for breakfast on Thursday, because that's our tradition, homemade whipped cream. And then Mom and I are actually going to go to work. We're going to go get some stuff done because they are so swamped with work. So we're going to go get some work done, and then we're going to come home, and I'm going to make our dinner. And then I think we're going to have some hot apple cider on our patio that we just redid, and just, you know, love on our babies. And
witch's brew.
Yeah. I love the witch's
get
brew.
Get some witchy brew.
I actually was looking up some more different types of witch's brew, but that's my favorite. So that's my tried and true with my herbal additives. So, yeah, just have a very, very blessed and beautiful Thanksgiving with your family.
Yes. And we're going to sign off here. We're going to sign off from Facebook and on Blog Talk. I'm going to put Rise on for our...
Oh, I can't listen to my phone.
I know our
I'm
song.
I'm going to have a student trip.
So good night, everybody, over
good
here
night.
On Blog Talk.
I won't just survive. Oh, you will see me thrive. Can write my story. I'm beyond the archetype. I won't. Victory is in my veins.
Good night, everybody.